Recent board actions, including a resolution stating some textbooks are pro-Islam and portray Christianity in a negative light, have Judy Jennings and other Democrats running for State Board of Education seats on the attack.
What the State Board has done to education in Texas has been a travesty.
But incumbent Cynthia Dunbar, who at times led the actions that Jennings finds unappealing, isn't running for re-election. So would Republican candidate Marsha Farney take up the fight and defend those actions? Not really.
Our duty and our job is, first and foremost, put education first, not politics. And this cultural war, so to speak, has been going on, as people have described it, I think needs to stop, because the casualties of a cultural war cannot be our children or our public school system.
In fact, in an election year charged with partisan attacks and with a school board that has provided fodder for the fight, Jennings and Farney agreed on much more than they disagreed, even on social hot points like teaching creationism. First, Jennings.
If you want to teach creationism, you can teach it in your church. You can teach it in a philosophy class.
Now, Farney.
If a school district wants to include that, they can do that through an elective course. If they want to have it like a religion course or a philosophy course or something of that nature.
And despite a recent poll showing 30% of Texans think dinosaurs and humans walked the earth at the same time, both candidates said they do not believe that. Now, there were some disagreements. Judy Jennings wants oversight of the multi-billion dollar permanent school fund taken away from the state board. Marsha Farney does not. The two also disagreed on sex education. Democrat Jennings wants the current curriculum strengthened statewide.
We are failing our children. We have got to reduce our teen pregnancy rate, and the only way to do that is to listen to medical experts and teachers and create a curriculum that is age-appropriate and medically accurate.
Republican Farney doesn't disagree, but she says keep the decision at the local level.
We certainly need to have important information out there for our children to know if they choose to put themselves at risk, what those options are. This goes back to local control, where local districts are able to let parents know what they're planning on presenting and let that community make that decision.
In the end, both said the board's job is to improve education, and anything else just gets in the way of that objective. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.